JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, government launches campaign to make information more accessible and comprehensible to youngsters. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Learn more facts about the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married. And guess what? You can't stop me.
That would be discrimination. Under the Act, you also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com. A message from the JCPD.
The Access to Information Unit is working to capture the interest of children and teens through its newly launched booklet titled Abby and Friends, ATI Adventure. The illustrated booklet is designed to inform young people, especially high school students, about the Access to Information ATI Act, primarily through storytelling. It highlights the journey of a group of friends faced with the dilemma of acquiring information for a school project. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green says this scenario will resonate with students island-wide who often find themselves in a similar position.
I like the fact that the book is practical because every high school student goes through that dreaded period when they're wondering how are they going to cope with their SBAs. And they're wondering where to turn to get the information that they need for these SBAs, not knowing that the information is really right at their fingertips.
The publication takes its readers on a knowledge-filled adventure with an activity section, as well as answers to frequently asked questions about the ATI Act. Minister Green is encouraging the ATI unit to partner with the HeartTrust NTA in creating an animated format of the book to reach even more students. Acting Director of the ATI Unit, Tamika Daly, says the idea for the publication came about in 2016 when the team at the unit recognized that it had little promotional material relating to youth.
When conducted our public outreach session with the children, we often provided them with materials that were really designated for adults, specifically the adult brochures and copies of the law. Naturally, this affected our ability to generate interest among this very important cohort or youth, and so we concluded that there must be another way.
Ms. Daly adds that the ATI unit will continue partnering with more schools to implement ATI corners. One goal of Vision 2030 is to empower young people to contribute to building and strengthening their communities. And as each one contributes meaningfully to society, Jamaica will become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the PIOJ at 906-44-6324 to learn more.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for improved safety and security in schools.
That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.